One of the most expensive ice storms in Oklahoma's history hit the state nearly a month ago. Since then, I've been doing everything I can to speed up the federal response. I've spoken with mayors, county commissioners, and state legislators across the 2nd Congressional District and have worked closely with the governor's office and the state director of emergency management. The coordination and cooperation between state and local officials, churches, the Red Cross, and the Oklahoma Congressional delegation has been a model for how we should respond to future disasters. But like many Oklahomans, I have been frustrated with FEMA's response. I have spoken with the FEMA director 4 times in the past 2 weeks, and every time was left with the impression things were moving as fast as possible, but it wasn't fast enough. 22 counties across the state, including 19 in the 2nd District, are now eligible for public assistance through FEMA. This allows local communities to recoup the more than $40 million spent on storm-related expenses, but the governor's request for individual assistance has so far gone unanswered. FEMA inspection teams hit the ground on Tuesday, February the 6th, assessing uninsured losses to personal property. FEMA recently informed me that they expect these assessments to be complete by Friday, and a decision on individual assistance could be made shortly thereafter. I will continue to put pressure on FEMA to provide assistance until all qualified Oklahomans affected by the storm are covered. With this latest ice storm, we encountered many of the same delays as with last year's wildfires. I will continue to support legislation to make FEMA an independent agency. We have seen time and time again, since FEMA was made a part of the Department of Homeland Security, that delays are inevitable when FEMA's hands are tied by the largest federal bureaucracy ever created. By allowing the FEMA director to report directly to the president, we remove the unnecessary middlemen and create a process that can deliver the quick response natural disasters require. There is only so much we can do to prepare for an ice storm like this. The local and state governments have done an outstanding job responding, but it is more than they can handle sometimes. They need federal assistance, and I am working every day to make sure they get it.